It's always great to, A, be back in the seat. It's always great to also have our next guest on with us, and that is our good friend. You heard a lot, hit him a lot last year. You're going to hear a lot from him this year as well. Paul Bartholomew, one of the voices of the Motor Racing Network, joins us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm very good. Hi, Steve. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
It's good to hear your voice.
Well, good. Now, explain something to me. This is the fifth race of the year, and this is your first show?
Well, yeah, some things we cannot control. but the local season is getting fired up, and we're very happy about that. But what I really wanted to get in touch with you about with the race coming up on Sunday is the debut of the car tomorrow at Bristol. What's you know, you spend an awful lot of time hanging around these race teams, and what if you were one of the teams, what would really be going through your mind about this car tomorrow debut?
Well, I think they're all kind of in the same boat, and so that's a good thing for some of the struggling teams, especially I would say the Toyota teams. It's probably a good thing for them. But everybody's kind of in the same boat. I think they're all a little worried about what's going to happen here at Bristol when you knock the front end of the car off or the rear end of the car, because you're going to have to replace that spoiler on the back, and now it's not even a spoiler, now it's a wing. I'm still calling them spoilers. And then also the front splitter that's on the front of the car. You don't want to grind that thing off so it can't get too low to the track. The banking at Bristol is just brutal. So if you end up in the corners and you get down on the flat, you know, you're probably going to create some damage to that. So I think that's their biggest concern, is just keeping the new pieces of the car on the car.
Why would you think they would want to start this thing at Bristol?
You know what? I don't have any idea, except maybe it just the speeds are low. They're not really low. I mean, they're doing 120 down that 650-foot front straightaway and back straightaway. But you don't get hurt at Bristol, I guess. How's that sound?
Yeah, well, it works for me. You'd often think that they would want a track like Michigan, for example. New Hampshire would be a real good one to fire it off on, even though that's not nearly as long a track. There's a lot of room, you know, all over the place for these guys to kind of step away, you know, get away from each other. I mean, they're all going to want to go towards the front because that competitive nature is going to kick in. But it just seemed to me like Bristol, I mean, wow, if you're going to baptism under fire, I guess that's where it's going to be, huh?
You put a lot of thought into this, haven't
well,
you?
I did.
You know, Michigan's a great idea, I think. I guess if they were going to do it at Michigan, they could have done it at California, but maybe it was just too early in the season. It's going to be an interesting weekend, because not only is the uncertainty of the car of tomorrow, but also, you know, this is week number five, and this is when the points revert over.
Mm-hmm.
So you do well this week, and you end up in the top 35, and you're guaranteed a start at Martinsville.
Now, they're going to run this car, I believe, at 17 races this season, and then can they still renege on going full season in 2008 with it, or is NASCAR so deep into this thing that they'll do anything they can to make sure that their plans are pulled off?
Well, 7 years in the making, and we're finally going to debut it this weekend. I think they're ready to they would love to run it everywhere, but I don't think that the teams have the cars ready. You know, some of these teams have 16, 18, 20 cars
mm-hmm.
for each driver. So to build that many cars of tomorrow, which really aren't the cars of tomorrow after we qualify them tomorrow afternoon, I just don't think the teams are ready, and so therefore phasing it in is probably a good idea. And not to mention, it gives the manufacturers a chance to phase in these new models. You know, we got the Dodge Avenger now and the Chevy Impala
mm-hmm.
coming in, so that's kind of a neat thing.
Part of one of the things that a lot of people have talked about, one of the goals NASCAR has had in this, is to keep the cost down for the teams. And I have heard, and hopefully you can back me up on this, that they don't need to have near the amount of inventory in their shops because a lot of these cars, since they're all kind of like the same, are they going to have, like, you know, the half-mile cars and then the intermediate track cars, the super speedway cars, road course cars? What have you heard about their ability to be able to adapt them?
Well, as I just said a moment ago, I'm going to back you up on that, Morty. I don't remember exactly what I'm backing you up on here. But,
that's okay.
I'm always backing you.
Thanks,
anyway,
buddy.
It's going to be my understanding that these teams are going to build as many of these cars of tomorrow as they build the cars of today or the cars of right now, as Kurt Busch says. Now, the templates are supposed to sit on the template the same way everywhere that they go. And these guys are going to get into the gray areas and try to, you know, move the body around on it and that. So if it turns out that they can get away with it, then they're going to have 18 cars.
Mm-hmm.
If it turns out that they can't move that body around on the race car, I guess as long as they don't tear them up too bad, I don't know why you'd have to build that many. Hopefully it is a cost-cutting measure. I just see the teams always seem to find a way to spend more money.
Because they got it. That's why.
Yes.
Huh? How about some other questions and about the 2007 season in the Nextel Cup so far? It sure seems to me, Paul, this has just been a funky season, hasn't it?
It really has. Some of the people that you would expect to be way up in the points aren't even close. All the talk at the beginning of the year was, Mark Martin, of course, going to run the partial schedule. And then, of course, Toyota coming in. And, boy, Toyota's been a huge disappointment. I think one of the biggest surprises has been Juan Pablo Montoya.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's sitting 14th in the points right now, which is a surprise for everybody. And now everybody's thinking he will win a race this season. Also, David Stremme, his teammate. How about his run? He's 11th in the points. Casey Kane sits back 37th in the points. Mm-hmm. So you look at the other end. Jeremy Mayfield, he was going to really help out Bill Davis Racing, and he's sitting back there 48th in the points. He hasn't made a race yet here in 2007. So it has been a weird year. Earnhardt Jr., what is he, 28th?
Yeah.
Man.
I was reading an article about Jeremy Mayfield. Say, you know, he may come to work any morning and find that the locks have been changed on that on that shop. I mean, it's just crazy. And I don't know, you may have read this article, too. I was sharing this information with both Carla and Galen about a great article I read titled, "At What Point Does Toyota Demand a Refund from Michael Waltrip?"
That's an interesting point. They are just way behind now. What they've got going for them, though, is we've got some smaller tracks coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got Bristol, and I know Bristol is kind of a crapshoot, almost like Daytona is, because, you know, anybody can crash anywhere at any time at Bristol, and just it cannot be your day. But then we go to Martinsville. Granted, we end up at Texas and Talladega, but then we end up like at Richmond and at Darlington and Dover. And so I think these smaller tracks are really going to help Toyota, and you'll see these guys probably making the field at these smaller tracks, and I can't really put my finger on it why they haven't been able to do it at the larger tracks. But yeah, Michael Waltrip, 52nd in points, just one start on the 2007 season, and then Brian Vickers and A.J. Allmendinger and Team Red Bull, they're 41st and 49th in the points, and Allmendinger's only made one start. Vickers just two starts on the year, so wow, Toyota. It's not just Michael Waltrip's race team that's having trouble with Toyota. But Dale Jarrett, here you go for Michael Waltrip Racing. He's leading the Toyota contingent at 33rd in points.
Mm-hmm. And Dave Blaney's done surprisingly well in a Toyota this year in that Caterpillar car.
Yeah, Dave Blaney's been a surprise, but after the performance that he had at Daytona, he's sitting 39th in owner points. So he's not even guaranteed a starting spot after this weekend if he doesn't pick it up. So even though his name's been on our tongue and he's run well in the Busch Series and he ran really well at Daytona, it just hasn't really translated through the other four races, other three so far.
When we spoke last year, we asked you for predictions on season championship, and you mentioned Kevin Harvick, which I thought was a brilliant choice for champion of last year. Let's talk about predictions for this year, if it's not too. And you always, and any time throughout the season, Paul, you know that you can change your mind. But who do you think at the end of the 2007 season is going to be at the head table in New York?
It's really hard to go against the current champion, but nobody's repeated since his car owner, Jeff Gordon, did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to take Jimmy Johnson a repeat, even though it seems like they're just clicking on all cylinders. I really think it is going to be a former champion. I don't think we'll have a first-time champion, so unfortunately I don't think this is Kevin Harvick's year. Right now I'm thinking Tony Stewart will win his third championship.
That's a good call right there. I'm down with that one. I'm very happy that you mentioned that one, by the way. So,
early in the year.
Yeah, wrap up our time with Paul Bartholomew, who's been gracious to join us. Like we talked the car tomorrow, the huge news, it's just going to be all over the place. How many cars do you think are going to finish the race on Sunday?
Well, there will still be probably 30, six running, but how many will finish on the lead lap? There might only be 10. So, once you knock the wing off, you got to put the wing back on before you can come out, and who knows how many laps you're going to lose doing that. So this is just going to be really interesting. The other thing, though, is they've raised the front end of the race car 3 inches, and now you can't drive underneath the back end of somebody else and lift their wheels off the ground.
There you go.
You'll run into the back end of their car. You won't lift the wheels off the ground, but you may damage your car. So that might keep some of the beating and banging to a minimum.
Paul, do you know what Mark Martin will be doing this weekend?
He is going to be sitting at home watching the races, as far as I know.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? He's leading the points. And you know what, though? The top 12 make it. So after 26 races, Mark might be in the top 12. So.
Maybe.
I kind of think
he'll run the rest of the year.
Yeah, I kind of think if Mark Martin hadn't waffled so much in the last 3 years at Roush Racing as to what he was going to do, I think that he would stick with it, you know, if he would have not changed his mind so much. But, you know, more power to him, I think. I think it's pretty cool what he's doing.
What a great story it is. And he is just having the time of his life. Without a doubt, he's enjoying this season more than any season he's enjoyed, and it's showing in the race car, on the racetrack, in the shop, off premise, you know, wherever you happen to see Mark, he's got a smile on his face and he's having a good time. So I think he's going to enjoy this weekend and next weekend off, and I know he's throwing a big party in Batesville, Arkansas, next weekend, and then we will see him back. I think we'll see him back in Texas.
Yeah, I think that's what it's scheduled. My friend, thank you as always. You know how much we all appreciate your contributions. We're going to be in touch many times over the course of our second season here, okay?
Oh, I look forward to it. And I want to hear about all the great racing up in the Northwest because it's always my favorite.
She's starting a week from Saturday up here, so it's going to be crazy. Anyone we need to say hello for you up here?
Say hello to everybody. I think you're talking to Ron Bennett later on tonight, aren't you?
Yeah.
Make sure you give him a special hello. And
I will.
Tell him to get his son back in a race car. You know, Travis needs to be racing down there.
He sure does.
In the series somewhere.
All right, my friend. Take care of your bad self, would you please?
Have a good weekend.
Bye, Carla. Bye, Steve.
See you later. Bye.